I was down in Australia when the Waco debacle ended, the fiery inferno, which we all saw, and I was really bummed I was not here for it because I thought it was the most fascinating news story of the year, bar none. And everyone was so pissed off about that guy because he called himself Jesus. And I was saying, come on, the guy's real name is Vernon. Let him be Jesus for a couple of months. What's it to you? Who's going to follow a Messiah named Vernon anyway, you know? You got to call yourself Jesus. It's sort of part of the Messiah deal. And Vernon spoke, and he spaketh, and he saith, you know, what? Let's go get some beer. Whee! You know, Vernon just doesn't have the necessary spiritual weight that I'm looking for. But anyway, isn't that weird, too, how everyone snaps in our country and thinks they're Jesus? How come no one ever snaps and thinks they're Buddha? Particularly in America, where more people resemble Buddha than Jesus. I'm Buddha. You're Bubba. I'm Buddha now. All I got to do is change two letters on my belt. Bubba. Buddha. Vernon's a false prophet. Isn't that weird, though? You know, and all it's funny. It was real funny because these Australians had a big contingency in the compound that burned down, and they were, of course, curious. And I'm from Texas, and I actually went to the compound the seventh day of the siege because it was right outside of Austin, and I went to it. But these people in Australia were like, oh, Bill, isn't he such an oddball? Isn't he so odd? He's such a strange character. And I'm thinking, well, let's think about this. Frustrated rock guitarist with a messianic complex, armed to the teeth, trying to fuck everything in skirts. I don't know how to tell you all this, but it sounds like every one of my friends. I'm waiting for the Eric Johnson compound to come out, you know. And I don't know. I don't think Eric's frustrated, but anyway. And they said, you know, they had to break down the compound because child abuse was stepping up. Well, that's true. How come we don't see Bradley tanks knocking down Catholic churches? You know, I mean, if, in fact, child abuse is your concern. Actually, folks, I don't know if any of y'all have seen this. It's a tape kind of bootleg going around of showing film of the Bradley tanks not knocking, as the official story was, small holes to insert tear gas, but crashing the building off of its fucking foundation and fire shooting out of the tanks. The FBI and the ATF are liars and murderers, and Janet Reno and President Clinton either A, knowingly passed on a lie, or B, are so out of touch with their own fucking arms of their government that they're incompetent and Clinton should be impeached immediately. Case fucking closed. And y'all have probably seen the footage, but it's sort of different than the official story, isn't it? Small holes, tear gas, giant holes, flamethrowers. They burn these people in their homes. Okay, that's our government. Okay. I've seen the tape, and it's fucking real, and whatever. Make your own conclusions. You haven't seen it, so it's, you know, whatever. But old Clint, you know, I have no illusions about these cocksuckers. I know there's 12 guys who run the fucking world, and they own every company, and, you know, it's fact. You can look it up. I'm not a conspiracy nut. This is all on paper. There really are 22 families who run and own 50% of the mainstream media, which is where we get our news. And it's true. It's a fact. You can look it up. I don't, you know, I can't be this big of an asshole without having the truth to back me up. Otherwise, I'd be a fucking nut doing this. But see, if you have the truth with you, you can do this. Gee, I'm starting to sound like Koresh, aren't I? Fuck. People have often said I remind them of Koresh. I'm like Koresh, only without the guns or pussy. So basically, I'm just an annoying fellow. But, and frustrated rock guitarist, too.